The band is called Bhawani Junction.
Bhawani Junction, how long have you been around?
About 3 years now in this lineup.
Okay, and how's things been over the 3 years? What's the journey been like for Bhawani Junction?
It's been good, but the last year's obviously for us has been the best year. We played Tea in the Park in the summer, and since then we've got some bigger supports and recorded an album with Paul Savage at Chem19, and we've just launched it in Scotland and we're getting it out in England at the moment.
So, Fergus, how was Tea in the Park for you?
Probably best gig so far. Yeah. When I say best gig so far, definitely, yeah. I think just having the chance to play at a festival was good enough, but having a crowd that was just so up for it made it even better. And like the sun was out, it was perfect, yeah.
Tea in the Park's meant to be ridiculous, isn't it? Have you been to any festivals in the UK?
We're doing festivals this summer. I mean, personally, I haven't really been to Glastonbury or any other ones. But we're doing Latitude, Great Escape, Wilderness, yeah. And a couple more to be confirmed. But I think festival season is what we're looking forward to.
Mm. Well, it's got to be said, this year's Latitude lineup is just insane,
amazing,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there anybody off the lineup that you particularly enjoy listening to?
Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, that's going to be wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elbow, definitely. Maybe.
We did a wee sort of press launch in London about, was it a month ago?
Yeah.
And then, so it was in this sort of hotel room, and the act before us was a sort of a transvestite going on, so it was a bit of a tough act to follow. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But not for me, but yeah. But it was a bit bizarre, but it was a good laugh. Like, it was good.
Let's talk about the album then, because this is what you're promoting heavily at the moment, and you're going to be showcasing this tonight at Academy 2. Just talk me through the sound of it. I have to admit, I've not heard it, but hopefully in
Dan
the future
can
we'll
take
sort
this
that.
One.
It's sort of, I don't know, an African big country, if you will. Some sort of high life Afrobeat-y sort of stuff with kind of some Scottish undertones coming through it as well. So that's how I'd describe the music, yeah.
That's a real concise and incredibly lovely sort of introduction to your music. Whereabouts can people find your music?
Everywhere, you know, iTunes, Spotify. It's popping up in a few HMBs up north. I don't know what it's like down here. But yeah, most of it's online. So iTunes is probably number one.
Hold on a moment, I'm coming back over your way. We're spread across the dressing room.
There's also a music video for our track Two Bridges, which came out a couple of months ago. Okay. We're really happy with it.
Okay, and the single, is this what the music video is in aid of?
Yes, the music video is for our tune Two Bridges, and we're releasing a single with some remixes. Are we allowed to say who yet? There's two remixes, one from a DJ called Torsion and one from Big Kids from London.
Music stretching its legs then. Yep. You're getting remixed already. Fellas, what a hasty but, you know, lovely insight into your music. Cheers for chatting. Cheers. Have a lovely gig tonight.
Cheers.